I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 5th. A Norfolk County grand jury has indicted a Quincy man who police say held his pregnant girlfriend against her will for a week and tried to kill her. The indictments charge Matthew McAuliffe with 16 crimes, including attempted murder. The indictment transfers McAuliffe's case from Quincy District Court to Norfolk County Superior Court. He's due back in court on April 20th. Police said officers responded to calls reporting a woman screaming back in February at a Quincy Point home. McAuliffe's neighbors told officers they saw him come inside, approach a woman from behind, cover her mouth, and forcibly drag her into an apartment. Officers forced their way in, found the woman unconscious, having difficulty breathing with red marks on her throat. She later recovered. Detectives say McAuliffe had held her in the apartment against her will for a week. During that time, she reportedly tried to jump from a second-story window to escape. Members of the Quincy City Council tonight will consider a request to borrow $120 million to pay for a new public safety headquarters. The second time they've taken up that proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch. In addition, tonight the mayor will put forward new requests to borrow more than $150 million for infrastructure work, including streets, water mains, and sewers. The Finance Committee meets tonight at 6:30 to review the mayor's proposed new police station. The new public safety building would replace the current police station on C Street and be home to the Quincy Police Department, Emergency Management, and the Quincy Fire Department administrative offices. The City Council already approved a $32 million bond to purchase the property needed for the new police station. The full City Council meets tonight at 7:30. Meeting will be held remotely and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television, Channel 9. The state has promised to chip in more than $4 million toward a planned facility in Quincy that will serve the area's homeless population. The funding for the Father Bills and Mainspring facility was announced last Wednesday by Governor Baker after a tour of the facility. The current Father Bills building will be torn down to make way for the new police station. The nonprofit's planning to move across the street into two new buildings. One building will consist of a day center with space for programs and training, an emergency shelter, and a healthcare clinic, among other amenities. The other building will hold 30 apartments for permanent housing. Project is expected to cost about $24 million, according to Father Bill's CEO John Yaswinski. The nonprofit needs to find $7 million in private funding for the new facilities. It's already raised over $3 million in donations, even before starting a fundraising campaign. Yaswinski says construction on the first phase is set for later this year. In an effort to prevent projects like the compressor station in North Weymouth, Senator Ed Markey has filed legislation that would block construction of any compressor station that would aid energy companies in exporting natural gas overseas. Markey visited the station on Friday morning along with Representatives James Murphy of Weymouth, Joan Machino from Hall, Senators Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth, John Keenan of Quincy, Walter Timothy of Milton. Members of the Four River Residents Against the Compressor Station also turned out to show their opposition to the facility, which is now fully constructed and in full operation. It's part of Enbridge Energy's Atlantic Bridge project, which expands the company's natural gas pipelines from New Jersey into Canada. Since the station was proposed in 2015, residents have argued it presents serious health and safety risks. A spokesman for the company says the facility is safe and meets all federal standards. A pickup truck struck a telephone pole and then a tree in Rockland yesterday morning. Happened on Summer Street near the Abington Town line. A home's front steps were damaged in the crash. Driver was taken to a nearby hospital to be evaluated. The cause of the crash was still under investigation. Today will be a return to in-person learning for most elementary students in Massachusetts. With some exceptions, elementary schools across the state will begin teaching students in person. The state has granted 58 school districts waivers to start at a later date. The classroom experience will still look a little different for students. Desks will be spaced 3 feet apart, and lunch tables will be arranged in a way to allow for social distancing. There will also be sanitizing stations throughout schools. While educators have been eligible for the coronavirus vaccine, there is concern about an increase in COVID cases in schools across the state. As of last week, 1,045 in total, including 801 students and 244 staff. Some school districts like Boston and Worcester received approval to delay full in-person learning, and parents also have the option to keep their children fully remote through the end of the school year. Starting today, more residents in Massachusetts will be eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. People who are 55 and older and those with one listed medical condition will be able to make a vaccine appointment. On Friday, the state updated the list of eligible medical conditions to include more, notably type 1 diabetes, substance abuse, being overweight were added. The state's working to add the ability to edit pre-registrations for anyone who already pre-registered but now qualifies for an added medical condition. More information is on the state's website. All residents 16 and older will be eligible on April 19th. Massachusetts has reported more cases of the new P1 COVID variant, which has been associated with increased transmissibility and possible reinfection, than anywhere else in the U.S. And local researchers say the spike is concerning. The bulk of those cases are linked to a cluster on the Cape. Of the 58 known positive cases of the P1 variant in Massachusetts, 50 have been identified in Barnstable County. Data from the Broad Institute at MIT and Harvard revealed that in less than a month since the state reported its first case of the P1 variant, which was first detected in travelers from Brazil, it has spread faster than any other COVID variants in the Commonwealth. CDC also reports that Massachusetts now shows 712 cases of the highly contagious B1 variant first detected in the United Kingdom, which officials noted as becoming the dominant strain in much of the nation. Cape Cod officials said they're facing a third surge and the community needs emergency vaccination sites. Vehicle inspections will not be available in Massachusetts at least through Tuesday, according to the Registry of Motor Vehicles, as the company behind the state's inspection system recovers from a malware attack last week. The firm, Aplus Technologies, took its system offline last Tuesday in Massachusetts and several other states. Yesterday, the RMV issued a statement on Twitter calling on the company to provide a time frame for when the software will be back online. Hundreds of people in eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island took to social media on Friday to report feeling an earthquake, but the U.S. Geological Survey said what they felt was definitely not a tremor. The agency received more than 100 reports of an earthquake from north of Boston to the coast of Rhode Island, but an earthquake felt over such a large geographic area would have been of a magnitude strong enough to be detected, according to geophysicist Robert Sanders, and he said nothing was detected. He says what people felt was likely either a sonic boom, perhaps caused by an aircraft or some other atmospheric event. He would not hazard a guess. Earthquakes are not unusual in New England, but are usually relatively weak and cause little to no damage. A 3.6 magnitude quake centered in Buzzards Bay back in November was the strongest in southern New England in decades. The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer in George Floyd's death is expected to turn toward the officer's training today. After a first week that was dominated by emotional testimony from eyewitnesses and devastating video of Floyd's arrest, 45-year-old Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in the May 25th death of Floyd. Chauvin, who is white, is accused of pinning his knee on the 46-year-old black man's neck for 9 minutes, 29 seconds as Floyd lay face down in handcuffs outside of a corner market. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday the crews are working to prevent the collapse of a large wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area while evacuating the area to avoid a catastrophic flood. Manatee County officials say the latest models show that a breach at the old phosphate plant reservoir has the potential to gush out 340 million gallons of water in a matter of minutes, risking a 20-foot-high wall of water. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was back in court for his corruption trial today, as the country's political parties were set to weigh in on whether he should form the next government after a closely divided election or step down to focus on his legal woes. Between witness testimony in a Jerusalem courtroom and the consultations at the president's office across town, it promised to be a day of extraordinary political drama, bringing into sharp focus Netanyahu's increasingly desperate efforts to stay in power. Pete Buttigieg was a few weeks into his job as transportation secretary, buried in meetings and preparing for the launch of President Biden's $2.3 trillion public works plan when evening arrived along with a time to try something new in Washington. Instead of climbing into the back seat of a black SUV like most cabinet secretaries, he headed to a bike share rack. Helmet on and with a couple of Secret Service agents flanking him, he pedaled the mile-long trip to his home in the Capitol Hill neighborhoods. Britain is planning to test a series of measures, including coronavirus status certifications, over the coming weeks to see if they can allow people to safely return to mass gatherings in sports arenas, nightclubs, and concerts. People attending a range of events this month and in May, including a club night and a key soccer match, will need to be tested both before and after. The trials will also gather evidence on how ventilation and different approaches to social distancing could enable large events to go forward. Pope Francis, in his traditional Easter Sunday address, denounced as scandalous how armed conflicts continue to rage even as the pandemic has triggered severe social and economic suffering and swollen the ranks of the poor. Francis tempered his address to the city and to the world, wishes of joy on the Christian feast day, along with accounts of pain from the globe's many armed conflicts in Africa, the Mideast, Latin America, Asia, and Eastern Europe. Describing vaccines as an essential tool in the pandemic battle, Francis called for a spirit of global responsibility as he encouraged nations to overcome delays in the distribution of vaccines and ensure that the shots reached the poorest nations. Check of business news. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 171, NASDAQ adding 233, and the S&P adding 46. Asian markets were mixed, U.S. futures higher, after Wall Street rose to a record on optimism of the spread of coronavirus vaccines might allow global business to return to normal. The dollar advanced, the euro retreated, oil at $60 a barrel. Sports: Celtics get the win over Charlotte, 116-86. The Red Sox, big losers to the Orioles yesterday, 11-3. They'll start a series with the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 7:10. And the Bruins take on Philadelphia tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, clouds, maybe a sprinkle. Breezy, high 57 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 55. Wednesday, partly cloudy, near 60 degrees. And cloudy on Thursday, the high of 54. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, northwesterly winds gusting to 25 knots. The high tide, 6:28 a.m. Sun rising at 6:19, sets at 7:14. So again, mix of clouds and sun, breezy, 57 degrees, maybe a passing sprinkle. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 5th.